Anchorage Mayor Dan Sullivan is asking for budget cuts, and one of the departments being targeted is the Anchorage Police Department. The mayor says the city is facing a $30 million shortfall for next year's budget. Derek Schur is president of the Officers Union. He says APD's budget is $80 million, and the mayor is proposing a 10% cut, or $8 million. The chief of police will make recommendations for where to find those savings, but Schur says there isn't much room for trimming.
I cannot fathom a way to get cuts of that magnitude in the department, which, without going to personnel, the bulk of the cost of our department, like almost any department, is in labor costs. I mean, we are a direct service provider through our staff to the community. So in order to realize that savings, you're going to have to cut bodies. And we simply do not have the non-sworn or support staff positions available to get that type of savings. So they would have to cut sworn positions. And I think that's a generally accepted idea at this point.
How many officers does APD have currently?
The Anchorage Police Department currently has about, I think it's about 375 officers, some of whom are still in training, but most of them are working the street or in investigative assignments.
Do you know how this compares to other cities of a similar size, the number of officers?
Yeah, the Anchorage Police Department has a very low staffing to population or officer per thousand ratio compared to other cities. My guess is we probably have the lowest on the West Coast for a city of our size. And then the other problem that we face in Anchorage is we don't have overlapping jurisdictions. In other words, we don't have, for example, a county sheriff's department or something like that that would lie over the top of us. And then the additional issue that we face is we don't have adjacent jurisdictions of sufficient size to provide mutual aid.
Beyond the concern over your fellow officers possibly being laid off, you've been working in law enforcement for nearly two decades. What are your thoughts about the issues of adequate coverage by police for city safety if these cuts happen?
Well, right now, I know, you know, they're looking at somewhere north of potentially 30 sworn positions, and these would be live body layoffs. If that actually occurred, which, you know, the process is ongoing and we've got quite a ways to go, and I have confidence that, you know, after the mayor's office and the assembly have a chance to weigh in on it, that cuts of that magnitude are hopefully going to be avoided. But if something like that did occur, it would be pretty dramatic for the community and the department. Ultimately, we would probably have to make up those shortages with overtime.
Derek Schur is president of the Police Officers Union. He says the state troopers have already started recruiting Anchorage police officers to fill 40 open positions. Anchorage Mayor Dan Sullivan says he wants to balance budget cutting with maintaining appropriate staff levels for all municipal departments. But if other efficiencies can't be found, he says, reductions in the police force will have to happen.
We know for the police, our goal is that we don't lose bodies. They actually have good number of vacant positions that would be our first opportunity to find savings if we had to get into the personnel end of things. So you look at the vacant positions first, and then if we can't find enough savings elsewhere, then all departments, again, may have a loss of personnel.
The mayor will present his final budget plan to the Anchorage Assembly on October 1st.